Now, darling, I have a question, and it's a very important question because I care about you. You are important to me. You are. Well, you're the reason I'm here. So I'm going to ask you, and I want you to think about it. I want you to really, really think about it. Are you comfortable? Are you warm enough? Are the, Are the bandages too tight? Oh, you can't answer, can you? Because you're wrapped up in bandages. You're bound in bandages. And it's not comfortable. It's the complete opposite of comfortable. And that is something I know from personal experience. It's hell. It is an agony of being trapped, unable to move, just being forced to be still. It's rather horrible. Well, I don't have to tell you that. You are experiencing it right now. This is now your reality, and that is something I'm very, very sorry about. I am sorry. I am. I don't want you to think that I'm uncaring. I don't want you to think that I don't care about you. I do. I really, really care about you. You are. You're so sweet. You're just so unbelievably sweet and gullible and so bloody naive. Sorry, it's just... I thought it would be more difficult. I thought I would have to make more of an effort. I don't know what I thought. I didn't think it would be so straightforward. So easy. You're just charmingly. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I don't want to insult you. I don't want to be cruel, because you are honestly the sweetest person I've ever met. And I've been alive for 5,000 years, though the majority of that was spent in a sarcophagus. And I didn't meet a lot of people. I want you to know that this isn't personal. This is nothing personal. It's just circumstance. It's just the curse. The curse isn't quite what I made it out to be. I might have fudged a few details. Or, you know, just lied. I lied. I hope you know that, because if you think this is, wow, that would be really awkward. Just so awkward. But you're smart. You are so smart. Unfortunately, you're also lovely and sweet and thoughtful and generous, and that never ends well. Again, something I know from personal experience, because there was a time where I was nice. I was sweet. I was naive. I was rather like you, and that that did not end well. That ended with me being wrapped in bandages and trapped in a box for 5,000 years. I wonder how long it will be for you. There is no way you're getting out of this. I hate to be the one to break this to you, but there is no one else. There is just me. Darling, you're not getting out of this. You're not going to escape. This is your reality. This is your fate. No one is going to save you. In fact, you are going to have to save yourself, and that will take time. Because hope is a stubborn, resilient thing. And even though you'll be trapped in the dark, even though the only thing you will hear is your own screams, You'll still have hope. You'll still have hope. It will cling and it will persist and it will just torture you. But it will go. Eventually, hope will, well, it will release you. It will fade, it will ebb away, and you will be left alone in the dark. No hope, no light, just you. And when that happens, when hope finally leaves, you'll be free. Free to start. It will take a long time to free yourself. It will take an eternity. Well, it will feel like an eternity because there's something about being wrapped in bandages and trapped in a box that just makes time really drag. But you will be discovered if you will it hard enough. If you focus, and you will, because there's nothing else to focus on. Someone will find you. And then, it's all on you. Because you don't know who that person's going to be. You don't know if they're going to be sweet and innocent, easy to manipulate and bend to your will. Or whether they'll be like the doctor. But for every doctor, there is a you. And there you were. I was trapped. I was caged. I was still a prisoner. And you took pity on me. You didn't see the age-old mummy. Oh no, you saw a damsel in distress and you... You were sweet. You were kind, you were thoughtful, you were generous. And look where that got you. Are you comfortable, darling? Are you warm enough? Are you finally realizing that you are completely and utterly fucked? Oh, darling, I have so much to be grateful for. I have so much to thank you for. And I do. I thank you so very much. But that doesn't mean that I'm going back in that box. I love you. And that is a curse. I love you. And in loving you, I have cursed you. And that... means that my love is the curse of legend. Because this was always going to happen. Because I was once like you, I was once manipulated by a mummy. And I took their place and I suffered. And now you've taken my place and you will suffer. And so it will continue. I want you to know that I will never ever forget you. You will always be the one that freed me. You will always be the one that I will never ever be like. A reminder to be selfish. A reminder for self-preservation. A lesson. A lesson you two will learn in time. And time will pass so slowly. Goodbye, my darling. I love you. I truly do. I adore you. You are everything, and that is the curse. Because I love you. And I still did this to you. Darling, don't forget this lesson. And darling, more importantly, don't bother to scream. You're the only one who will hear you, and you will You will regret it. Until you don't. Until the regret is burned out of you, and then hope is the next to go. Sweet dreams, darling, only they won't be sweet dreams. They will be agonizing nightmares. Enjoy.